Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, everybody, and happy Tuesday to all you fine folks out there watching on MILB TV and listening in on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. My name is Adam McDonald, broadcasting live from hot and sunny Port St. Lucie, Florida. Clover Park, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tonight, we have game one of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. Beautiful night for a ball game, and a great night for the Mets to try to get back on track, since the Mets won the Florida State League East Division, clinched it on June 15th. The Mets have only won one game since. They've lost 8 of 9 and are on a seven-game losing streak, which is a season high. They did not win a game last week against the Palm Beach Cardinals. They were close several days, but they could not quite get it to the finish line. So the Mets return home to Clover Park, where they are an impressive 23-6 this season. However, their last homestand did feature three losses over the last four games against the Tampa Tarpons. Mets enter today's ball game with a 40-28 overall record. They are 0-3 and in last place in the second half. Jupiter is 36-31. The Hammerheads are 2-1 in the second half. Taking a complete look at the second half records, Palm Beach 3-0, thanks to their three wins against the Mets on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Cardinals lead Jupiter by one game. Daytona's 1-2, they're two back, and the Mets, who've already clinched a playoff berth, are in last place in the second half at three games out. Over in the West Division, Bradenton is 2-1, so is Tampa. Those two teams tied for first in the second half. Fort Myers and Lakeland both 1-1 after splitting a Sunday doubleheader, half game out of first. Clearwater and Dunedin are both 1-2, one game out of first in the West. Other games around the Florida State League tonight. Daytona is at Palm Beach at 6:30. Lakeland at Clearwater at 6:30. Tampa at Bradenton at 6:30. And the late game is Dunedin at Fort Myers. That is a 7 o'clock first pitch. And once again, first pitch here tonight at Clover is set for 6:10. We'll take a quick break. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's ball game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit StLucieMets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Clover Park. You see the plate meeting has ended between Robbie Robinson and Angel Espada, the Jupiter manager. These two teams have already played 12 times this season. Jupiter leads the season series 7-5. All 12 of the games between the teams have been played at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium down in Jupiter. Jupiter has 12 games here in this second half. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup. For the Mets, they will turn to right-hander Jeffrey Colon, who will be making his second start and his sixth relief appearance since being called over from the complex side. Colon, no wins or losses. He has a 2.76 ERA and one save. 16 innings, 16 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, and 19 strikeouts for Colon, who looks like a different pitcher than the one who played here with the Mets last season. Starting pitcher for Jupiter is right-hander Gabe Bierman. This will be his third start against the Mets so far this season. Bierman, one good start, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 run on April 23rd. One bad start, 6 hits and 5 runs in an inning and a third on June 7th against the Mets. The lineups will begin with the visiting Hammerheads. Leading off and playing center is Osiris Johnson. Carlos Santiago bats second, hits third. Leo Watson plays short. He's the third hitter. Brady Allen is the cleanup man hitting, playing right field. Ian Lewis is at second, hitting fifth. Zach Zuby hits sixth. He's at first. Christian Rodriguez bats seventh. He's the DH. Jose Estrada's in center. Correction, he's the catcher, hitting eighth. And Anhueti Santos is in left field, batting ninth. For the Mets, Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center. Su-Wei Lin continues his minor league rehab assignment. He's playing short, batting second. Omar De Los Santos is in right field, hitting third. Stanley Consueger bats cleanup. He's in left. Junior Tilling hits fifth. He's at second. William Lugo hits sixth. He's the first baseman. Carlos Dominguez is the DH, hitting seventh. Justin Guerrero returns to the Mets. He's batting eighth. He's at third base. And Juan Loyo is the new catcher in town. He'll be the backstop and bat ninth. Mets are taking the diamond, which means the pregame show is in the books as the national anthem is upon us. We'll step aside for that when we come back to Clover Park. First pitch on a sunny Tuesday for the Mets and the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Thank you.
Well done on the national anthem by Palm Point Vocal Vision. Thanks for coming out and singing this evening. Jeffrey Colon and the Mets in their home whites with blue pinstripe jerseys, ready to get back into action here at Clover Park, where the Mets are 23-6 this season, trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. Last time the Mets won a game was here a couple of Saturdays ago. Omar De Los Santos made a running catch on the warning track for the final out of the game to give the Mets a one-run win with the bases loaded. So the Mets are that close to having lost a few more in a row, if not for the great work of De Los Santos. Last time these two teams played on a Sunday in Jupiter, for my money, probably the best game of the season. Jupiter won 5-4 on a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. They erased a 3-run mid-game deficit, took the lead. Mets came back in the top of the ninth. That was the game where if the Mets won, they would have won the division that day. Mets really wanted it. Jupiter really wanted to play spoiler. Just a tremendous baseball game. So hopefully they'll give us another good one tonight. Osiris Johnson, old pal of the Mets. He's been around for a while in the box. Home plate umpire Alex Lawry gives the signal for first pitch. And here it comes from Jeffrey Colon. It's popped up high on the infield. William Lugo, the first baseman, puts it away. One pitch, one out. First pitch right on time at 6:10. It's 89 degrees and sunny. Just a gorgeous night for a baseball game. So Johnson out to open things up. And Carlos Santiago, who's added to the Jupiter roster today, in the box. First pitch, he takes the ball high. And he grounds one into right field for a base hit on the second pitch of the at-bat. Strong single for Carlos Santiago. Coming over from the Complex League Marlins, replacing Jose Salas, one of Miami's top prospects who had been around for a year and a half in Jupiter, finally gets the call up to High A Beloit, Wisconsin. No more Jose Salas, and in comes Santiago. He's on first base with a sharp single. Now Khalil Watson, Miami's first-round pick last year, 16th overall, is at the dish. First pitch slider down and in. Watson hitting. Oh, did that hit him? I guess it did. It was down and in. Apparently it caught a piece of it. Just going to talk about how Khalil Watson, you know, winning home run against the Mets the last two times the team's played. It's first and second. For Jeffrey Colon now is all of a sudden a big part of this Mets rotation. And a little trouble early as Brady Allen bats the right fielder. And he will take a strike on the outside corner. No question the Mets have been decimated really on the pitching staff. A combination of injuries and promotions, and a guy like Jeffrey Colon who has added to the Mets bullpen a few weeks ago and all of a sudden becomes a regular starter. Throws this pitch low, it's 1-1. Colon really struggled with the Mets last year, couldn't stick around. Came over twice but didn't last. Sent back to the complex. Didn't start this year with St. Lucie. There's a ground ball to third. Guerrero will pick this one up in foul territory. Last year, Colon in 14 relief appearances. 0-4 in save chances. He walked 11, plunked 2, gave up 28 hits in just 19 innings. A whip over 2. this season, a whip full run lower. That's walks and hits per inning for those who are not initiated. Here's a soft liner into right field. The base hits. De Los Santos gathers it, throws it back to Lugo. Soft single by Brady Allen has loaded the bases in the top of the first inning. Was not hit hard. The runner at second, Santiago, held at third by Espada. There's a look at him. And Clone, after getting the first out of the game on the first pitch, he's given up two hits and a walk batter. And he will face the switch hitting Ian Lewis. First pitch swings right over the top. The two-seamer. Ian Lewis, just 19, from the Bahamas. Spent last year in the FCL. Lines this one into right field for a base hit above Lugo. A run scoring it. Here comes another run to the plate. Sliding in safely is Watson using his speed. And it's 2-0 Hammerheads. De Los Santos has a great arm, but that throw a little up the line, and Watson just too fast. Santiago and Watson score on the two-run single by Ian Lewis. The Mets, who are on a seven-game losing streak and really would have liked a good start tonight, don't have it. Thought they might have. The first batter popped out in the infield, but nobody retired since. Allen went to second, stayed there, and now Zach Zuby will hit. And he takes a fastball high at 93. First and second, one out, two runs are in. Fastball too high. We do have the ABS system working the strike zone tonight, the robo ump. So Lowry just relaying what he hears in his earpiece. No challenges tonight. Fun for that starts Thursday. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That will make its way through. Allen being waved home. The throw is going to be offline by Ramirez. Three nothing Hammerheads. Early mound visit from pitching coach Victor Ramos after the Zubia hit. Five straight have reached, four hits and a walk. Next up, Christian Rodriguez, the DH, and the lefty fouls it off to the left. Understand there are some audio issues on the MILB TV side, working through those. Please stay patient with us. Change up too high, a ball and a strike. Runner going to third. Lewis sliding in will have to go back as Rodriguez fouls it away. Rodriguez this season only hitting .196 in 54 games. Six doubles, a triple, and a homer. But he's done better against the Mets, being .229 in 10 games versus St. Lucie. And the breaking ball swung on and missed. Rodriguez strikes out. Badly needed out for Cologne. Lewis trying to steal again. Throw by Loyo down there is going to be a little late. Now Lewis tried to steal third earlier. This time he's able to. Cologne with two outs in his pocket can focus on the hitter Estrada. He threw a ball one up two. Pitch is low. Strada's played in 11 games for Jupiter this season. He's only hitting .184. No extra base hits. This is his first game against the Mets this season. He hits one right back at the middle. Cologne can't get it, but it goes to second. The throwaway by Tillian as Lynn can't scoop it. Lugo going to first base. The tag there on Zubia's in time. Another run will score, though, as Tillian and Lynn can't quite connect for the force out at second. But a good pickup by Lugo. Heads-up play to get Zubia over at third base. So Estrada gets a fourth run in, and the Mets are already behind the eight ball tonight. And they'll swing the sticks for the first time tonight, trailing by four when we come back.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Bierman with the 2-2 to Ramirez, and Alex hits it harder than ground, but right to the shortstop, Khalil Watson. Throw is close. Ramirez barely out. And Watson didn't exactly put a lot of steam on that throw. Alex Ramirez nearly hustled it out. And the Mets down 4-0, one out, and Zhuwei Lin is batting. That last batter, Estrada, in the bottom, top of the first, it's an RBI fielder's choice for him. An error on the play on the Tillian throw as Zhuwei Lin takes the ball low. Lin, signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent with major league experience back in March, started the season late with St. Lucie, and tweaked his groin, got moved up to Syracuse, only played 10 games there, and now is on minor league rehab assignment for St. Lucie. Trying to get back healthy and get back up to AAA, serving as a depth piece. Has played for the Red Sox and Twins as he takes this pitch outside. So the Mets could use his bat and his good glove here in St. Lucie for as long as they can have him. Bierman's pitch, strike on the inside corner. Lin played 6 innings in the field on Sunday in his first game. His rehab assignment went 1-for-3 with a hit. Three-one pitch, and he lifts that out of play left side. And Bierman's worked it back full. Another foul off to the left. Stays 3-2. Tapper right side. Out of play. Lin takes this outside. ABS system calls it a ball. And check swing, he did not go around either. So Bierman battles back to get a full count, a couple of fouls, but Lin draws the walk in the end and becomes a one-out base runner. Springs up Omar De Los Santos, who takes a changeup for a strike. In a bit of a surprise, Omar De Los Santos won the Florida State League Player of the Week award last week. That announcement came yesterday from the Major League Baseball office up in New York. He had a great week. 8-for-20, 7 stolen bases, home run, triple, double, 5 RBI, 6 runs scored as he hits one high, and that's going to be a fair ball. Clears Santiago. And with the speed of De Los Santos, he has an easy double. Lin goes to third, and the Mets have something going here with one out in the home first inning, looking to get back into the game. I say it's a bit of a surprise that he won Player of the Week, not because he didn't do well, but I can't recall FSL Player of the Week with his team not winning a single game all week. And that's when 0-6 and had the Player of the Week. And some of those Cardinals who went 6-0 last week, I'm surprised some of them didn't get more consideration, whether it be Brady Whalen, Aaron McKeithen. But, hey, the Mets will take it. So good for Omar out there on second base. There's Stanley Consuegra, who takes a fastball outside. He's Stanley hitting .246, 7 homers, 24 driven in. Having an excellent season. Takes another pitch outside. And he's done well against Jupiter. Slashing .302, .375, and .605. The .980 OPS in 11 games against the Hammerheads this season. .20 pitch is lined into left field, and this one will hang up and be caught by Santos. Lynn will speed home and score on the sack fly, and the Mets are on the board in the home first inning thanks to Stanley Consuegra's sack fly. And it's 4-1. That ball looked like it was heading right over the shortstop, Watson, and would hit the ground, but no, it stayed up. Off the bat, I know the fans got a reaction. They thought that was heading for a hit. But a productive out. Now Omar trying to steal third. The throw, and that is in time to get him. What a throw by Estrada. And Omar De Los Santos might have met his match at catcher tonight. 43 stolen bases, but he's stopped from number 44. Mets, though, do get a run. They trail 4-1 going to the second.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Number nine hitter Anjuedi Santos leads off for the Hammerheads in the top of the second against Jeffrey Colon. First pitch is a ball up. You know, Jeffrey Colon only threw 20 pitches in that first inning. I think four hits and four runs, he would have been laboring through the mid-30s, but no. Hammerheads attacked him early. There's a pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes against Santos. Another switch hitter for the Hammerheads. Three tonight. A ball in, and it's 3-0. Santos squares to bunt, but really never had any interest in it. And he takes the four-pitch walk. And back to the top, and the free-swinging Osiris Johnson. Popped up the first pitch of the game. All downhill for Santos, or rather, Colon after that. And Santos on first. Johnson takes a slider away at 83. Fastball grounded over the head of Guerrera at third. That's into left field. A walk and a single to start things off for the Hammerheads in the second. I was going to say, you know, Cologne wants to get a ground ball, and he got one, but not like that. It's two choppers to third today, one for each side that has made it over the head of the third baseman. So here's Carlos Santiago, probably the hardest hit ball in the Jupiter first inning. Hard grounder to right. First pitch changeup, ball one. So Santiago up from the FCL batting 1,000. He fouls one off. I always thought for those guys who are playing in the complex league, when they get called over for the first time, it's got to be such a morale boost. Go from playing middle-of-the-day games, the chain-link fences in the backfields, playing in night games in the big stadium, got a new uniform on, an actual team. As this ball's fouled off. And so far, Santiago off to a good start, but here he's in a 1-2 count. Ground ball heading out to Tillian. Backhand to shuffle to Lynn. Lynn's quick spin and throw to first is in time for two. Very well done. Nifty by Tillian and Lynn. Worth a second look. So the play that those two could not quite connect on to keep a fourth run from scoring in the first. They get the double play here, and has now the Mets have a chance to get through the inning unscathed. A big swing by Watson. It was hit on the first pitch he saw last time. Swings and misses this one. Santos down at third, so the Mets not out of the woods yet as Watson takes a strike. Watson a couple weeks ago hit a three-run homer to dead center against Calvin Ziegler down in Jupiter. A winning hit for the Hammerheads. It was that Friday day game. And he's got another hit against the Mets here. A poke into left will score Santos for a 5-1 Jupiter lead. So Cologne gets the double play but can't quite finish off the Hammerheads. And they get another run across. Leadoff walk comes back to Sting. And the Hammerheads have their four-run lead back. Top of the second continues for Brady Allen. Singled and scored last inning. First Cologne will check in on Watson, who's safe. Check swing. Results in a foul off to the right. Another pickoff throw. This one a bit closer, but still Watson safe. Watson on the season, he's stolen 12 times, has not been caught, so he picks his spot. He's way past the cutout. He's going. Pitches in, throw back to first by Loyo. Not in time, but that was close as well. So Watson started and stopped, and he stopped in time to be safe back at first. Got the big lead again. Not running. Pitches out for a ball. If you haven't heard by now, I'll inform you of the pickoff rule. pitcher can step off the rubber two times per at-bat. If he does it a third time, then whoever's on base is balked to the next. There's a changeup fouled away. So Cologne during this at-bat with Allen has already thrown his two pickoff moves to first. So he can't throw it over there again, but he has to actually get the pickoff or else it's a balk. So that's why the runner Watson can get a little bit further of a lead. Slider for a called third strike right at the letters. Cologne K's Brady Allen looking to end the inning. A double play and a strikeout for Cologne. That's improvement, but the Jupiter Hammerheads still score a run. They have a 5-1 lead in the middle of the second. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Junior Tillian takes a ball from Gabe Bierman. That's got a run across Bierman last inning. Here's a ground ball right to the first baseman, Zubia. Easy play for him to retire Tillian. Three and assisted. And William Lugo's turn to hit. Lugo takes a curveball for a strike on the outside corner. And then fouls this one off right off the hand of Estrada. Back to Estrada, the catcher, in his first game against the Mets. Omar De Los Santos testing the waters, trying to steal third last inning. And he was thrown out by a wide margin. And that's just the sixth time he's been thrown out stealing this year. And I can't recall any of the other five times being, I won't say easier than that, but usually they're all right there, bang, bang. That was not. Here, Lugo rolls one through the left side for a base hit. No one out single. And that's second hit of the game against Bierman. So it's worth monitoring how the Mets treat Estrada going forward, especially with De Los Santos stealing. Omar, 43 steals, the most in the FSL by far, third most in all of minor league baseball. He had 7 last week, has 20 this month, as Dominguez fouls went off. But Estrada's going to have a hose like that. He might be the first catcher to hold De Los Santos in check. That being said, I didn't think Omar had a great big lead, and I don't think he got a great jump. At least not his usual lead and jump. A wild swing and a miss by Dominguez. And it's nothing in two. Time called. Late, but accepted. Oh, 2 pitch, a brush back. Dominguez, your FSL leader with 14 home runs, hit one last week in Jupiter. Here he takes the call, third strike. And again, not worth disputing when it's the robo-ump calling it. Now, two down and the return of Justin Guerrera. A pleasant surprise to see that Justin was promoted a couple of weeks ago to Brooklyn. It was right before the Mets won the division, actually when they last played Jupiter, when he did not stick, and here he hits into an inning-ending fielder's choice. Well, Bierman completes his second inning, and the Hammerheads will go to the third with the 5-1 lead. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and watching on MILB TV.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Ian Lewis set to lead off against Jeffrey Colon. Colon, 6 hits and 5 runs in 2 innings, but only 38 pitches. So if nothing else, hoping to give the Mets at least a little length as this pitch is swung on and missed. Lewis, a 2-run single in the first inning, also stole a base and scored. So a big first inning for the Hammerhead second baseman. He takes this pitch high. Yeah, the first game of a series, I thought, I always think very important as this pitch is nubbed out to Lynn. Fields chest high, throw to first is good. Not a lot of time to spare with Lewis speeding down the line, but it's an out. And now Colon starting to find a rhythm. Another look at that odd number off the bat. You can see Lewis speeding down the line, made it close. Last 4 batters, a double play ball, a strikeout, a ground out, and an RBI single. Now Zach Zubia up. But yes, always, you know, opening day of a series, important for a starter, I thought, to pitch well, set the tone, and also you don't want to dip into that bullpen too soon into game one of a 6-game series. Even when you have a 18, 17-man pitching staff. 1-0 curve, a strike. Zubi, an RBI base hit in the first. Oh, and two. not 1-1. Breaking pitch fouled away to the right. There's a shot into center field by Zubia. He was waiting on that slider. Backed up right over the plate. He is now 2-4-2. Seventh hit for Jupiter tonight. Christian Rodriguez, a strikeout in the first. Look at Zubia. He's got a decent lead. Not running as this pitch is swung on and missed. Good change. Deep line drive, but foul. That one's off the net. It'll drop right down above the Mets' bullpen. Colon, leg kick and the slow delivery home. Zubia opting not to run. He's not attempted a steal this year, so should not be surprised. But that might be something that other hammerheads eventually pick up on. Colon waiting about till the time expires and gets another strikeout of Rodriguez. K's him for the second time in three innings. That's the third strikeout for Colon today. So there is some gamesmanship there with that pitch clock. And Colon took it down to 3 seconds. Again, with the runner on base, that clock starts at 18 seconds once the pitcher gets the ball back. So that pause and hope he doesn't call a timeout and then get him a little flat-footed. And a slider too high to Estrada. RBI fielder's choice last time up. So Colon aiming for a scoreless inning. The 1-0 pitch gets a late swing and a miss. Colon in his appearance 6 days ago at the Cardinals, a 1-run in 5 2/3. Gets a swing and a miss here. And again, a rocky start, but now has seemed to found something with these off-speed pitches. One, two to Estrada, outside. Colon did face Jupiter twice in the same series a couple of weeks ago. 2 scoreless innings, and then 4 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run. And he retired 13 hammerheads in a row at one point. This pitch in the dirt. The hammerheads have gotten the better of him this time. A lot of familiarity between these teams, having, again, just played a couple of series ago. Full count on Estrada. Zubia at first will take off. Lugo, the first baseman, playing back now. Payoff pitch swung on and missed. The good slider. Colon, back-to-back strikeouts to complete a scoreless third. Rebounding from that 4-run first. But the Mets still trail 5-1. They'll hit next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto al Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto al Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Oh, there's a look at the Silver Sluggers doing the twist. Tuesday, always Silver Sluggers night. You can see the heather gray shirts. Say Silver Sluggers on those. Good turnout tonight. Juan Loyal pops one into center field. Here comes Osiris Johnson to nab out number one. Juan Loyo playing in just his fourth game this season. He's been with Binghamton and Syracuse, but little used. Should get a lot more playing time here in single A. That completes the first time through the lineup for Bierman. Gave up a run on two hits and a walk. An improvement for him over the last time he faced the Mets. And he throws ball one outside to Alex Ramirez as we go back to the top of the lineup. Well, Bierman, two starts against the Mets prior, one good, one really bad. Throws this one outside. The bad one, a couple of Tuesdays ago. Six hits and five runs and an inning and a third. That's knocked them right out of the game on their way to a 9-6 win. On April 23rd in Jupiter, Bierman held the Mets to one run in five and a third innings. No decision. Hard ground ball, tough play for Watson, and he makes it. Fielded that one in an awkward spot near his midsection. He retires Ramirez for the second time tonight. And now here's Lynn. Worked a walk and came around to score last time. Fell behind. Bierman did 3-0. Got it back full. Lynn's played spoiler with a couple of fouls and then took the walk. And he takes ball one low here. Bierman, the seventh round pick by Miami out of Indiana last year. Lynn hits one hard, but right to the second baseman, Lewis, who completes the play to end the inning. The first 1-2-3 inning for either side tonight. We played three at Clover Park. 5-1 Hammerheads.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts. MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight, every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer?
Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Defensive changes for the Mets. Not quite sure what this is about, but Su-Wei Lin is out. William Lugo has shifted from first to short. Jack Thomas Wold has come off the bench, and he will play first and take over for Lin in the batting order. So Lin made that nice double play with Tillian in the top of the third. Then in the bottom of the third, he just was the last out. Wonder if he tweaked something running down the first baseline. Let's hope not. Again, he played six innings on Sunday. I go three today would be a surprise. And now Anhui de Santos is at the plate. And he swings through the first pitch from Cologne. The second pitch is high. Clone's pitch lifted out of play. Clone ended the third inning with back-to-back strikeouts. Just one base hit in the inning. Can live with that, of course. So getting stronger as this game goes on. But as he nears 60 pitches, might be up against it with the pitch count. Breaking ball doesn't quite fall in. Two balls, two strikes. Roller foul. Today is game one of a six-game homestand for the Mets, facing Jupiter all six times. A reminder, tomorrow, a quick turnaround for the 12-10 game. Camp day at Clover Park. 2-2 pitches low. Big week here at Clover Park. Three-two pitch, too high, a leadoff walk. And he walked Santos to lead off the second, and that came back to burn him with the run. Just the second walk, both to Santos. Back to the top of the order, and Johnson popped out and singled in the first and second, respectively. First pitch, slider too high. Tomorrow, camp day, then Thursday through Saturday, Military Appreciation Weekend. It all is capped off on Sunday with that special 6:10 start time, July 3rd, fireworks extravaganza. Santos running, pitches inside for a ball. Loyal's throw is good, but it won't be in time. Now the slow delivery by Cologne. Thought somebody might pick up on it, and it's Santos with the easy steal. Good news for the Mets, though, is that was a rocket from the new catcher, Juan Loyo. That will play if the pitchers can help him out. Pitch up and into Johnson, three balls and no strikes, and Loyo will head to the mound for a visit. Yes, Sunday, biggest fireworks on the Treasure Coast, also the first. And we are out of town July 4th to Daytona, so we are doing our fireworks show on the 3rd, first up on the Treasure Coast. So come on out. Ticket office opens every day at noon this week. Well, 10 o'clock tomorrow. and will be open throughout tomorrow afternoon. So buy your tickets in person if you can. Of course, you can always buy them online anytime. We do expect a big crowd on Sunday and also assigned seating, so you want to get those tickets sooner or later. Weather forecast on Sunday looks positive right now. 3-0 pitch is grounded past Guerra, but it's foul. Cyrus Johnson just another in a long line of 3-0 swingers. Also doing fireworks on Saturday night, too. Well, back-to-back. How about that? Another ground ball foul, and it is a full count. Working our way backwards here, Friday, Bark in the Park. Rescheduled from a rain out a few weeks back. Trying to get a dog up here in the broadcast booth. Three-two pitch swung on and missed. Cologne with the strikeout after falling behind 3-0. I'll be honest with you, once Juan Loyo started jogging out for a mound visit after the 3-0 pitch, I was surprised that the Mets would use a mound visit on a 3-0 pitch, but it was well worth it. Carlos Santiago next, 1-4-2, a single and a double play. And he swings in front of this changeup. Activity in the bullpen for the Mets. Lefty Daniel Juarez. There he is. Ground ball to second. Scooped up by Junior Tillian. He throws to first to Wold for the second out. And Santos heads to third base. So a walk and a stolen base. Santos was at second with no outs. He's at third now with two down. Chance for Cologne to have a redo as he faces Cleo Watson. Watson is up in this exact spot in the second inning. Santos at third and two outs. He knocked him in to make it 5-1, and that's where we stand now. Cologne dumps in a strike. Watson, an RBI single and a hit by pitch with the run scored. Takes this pitch low, good stop by Loyo. Time called. That one by the catcher. Fly ball by Watson. It'll hang up for Consuegra. Stanley makes the grab for the third out. Good pitching by Jeffrey Cologne that inning. Had a runner on second with no outs. Stranded him, keeping the Mets in the game. Mets still down 5-1. We're in the middle of the fourth inning on MILB TV.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first.
He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
It's always action when Omar De Los Santos is at the plate. He takes a strike from Bierman. Bierman's retired four in a row. De Los Santos doubled off of him in the first inning, that high bouncer over Santiago at third. Omar is swinging a miss. It's 0-2. That double for De Los Santos was his team-leading 15th. He's also got nine homers. Fouls one straight back. Well, I said it last week in Jupiter, if he stays all season, which probably won't, there's a good chance he becomes a 40-40 player. He's already got the 40 stolen bases, but 40 extra base hits. Can he do that? And he swings and misses, not on this pitch, out on the slider. It's five straight retired now by Bierman, who has settled in just like Cologne. By the way, I don't think Cologne's going to come out for the fifth inning. Suarez continues to pitch in the bullpen. Let's look at Stanley Consueger coming up next. Knocked a RBI sac fly into left field his first time up. Off the bat, it looked like he had better. Like a sharp hit, but no. There's a pitch low for a ball. Wind is blowing out to left field tonight. That is promising for the Mets, who are a home run hitting team, but those have dried up lately. Here's a pull into left field for Consueger. He drops in a base hit. Two good plate appearances for Stanley tonight. Tillian at next. And he lobs one to right field. Junior Tillian with the base hit. Let's go back to back. Junior's been in a little bit of a funk lately, so going the other way, picking up a base hit, trying to kickstart his series. Nice job, and William Lugo, as one of the Mets' four hits tonight, will come up trying to go 2-4-2. Singled on the ground into left field in the second. Breaking pitch at the top of the zone, called strike one. Swing on a high fastball, strike two. Good take on the curveball down. Lugo hitting 258 on the season, but below that average against the Hammerheads. It's 209. Here he's fought back for a full count. Does have two doubles, a triple, and a homer, and eight driven in against the Hammerheads this season. Big pitch here. Mets trailing by four. 2-1 with one out, and the 3-2 pitch will have to wait. Bierman steps off and Lugo out. Payoff pitch, check swing. Oh, Lugo went around. In the dirt. An easy ball four, and Lugo tried to hold up, but he could not. That is a big out for Bierman. And a frustrating out for Lugo. Had the chance to bring up the league's leading home run hitter as the tying run. Instead, Dominguez will bat with two outs and two on. Carlos struck out looking last time up. Here he fouls this one off for strike one. Was sitting on 13 for a while. Hit one out last week against Palm Beach. Nearly hit a go-ahead home run on Saturday night. It's actually a ball that landed foul, was called fair. He takes this pitch for a strike and doesn't like it. Fans getting onto the umpire, but guessing they don't know that it's the Robo-Wump tonight. At least they're into something down there. Get him engaged. 0-2 and a foul. Right off the poor Capital One sign, which has taken some abuse tonight. That's Crinkley. Now that sign back there was put into place for Major League spring training, and not a lot of wild pitches and foul balls back to that sign in spring training. Not meant for A-ball. 0-2 pitch again, and Dominguez takes a big cut and misses. Bierman strikes out three in the inning. Mets get a couple of hits off him, but no runs. We've played four at Clover Park. Jupiter leads the opener 5-1 on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. Yes, let's do that. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Mets, Daniel Juarez. I'll give credit to Jeffrey Clohn. He was whacked around pretty good early, but he settled it down. He kept the Mets in range, also gave some length to the bullpen, which will still have to work at least five innings tonight. Now here's Juarez facing Brady Allen, and Allen nubs one a foul off towards his dugout. Cologne, four innings, seven hits, five runs, four earned, a couple of walks, and five strikeouts. In the four-run first inning, a two-out single to bring in a run in the second, but then nothing in the third or fourth. So considering the start he got off to, he did okay. Not quite what he did last time out, or the two times he faced Jupiter prior, but he'll take something positive from that start. Juarez gets a foul from Allen, and it's 1-2. Allen has a single, run, and a strikeout. Here's the ball fouled back. Went into the visiting radio booth where there is nobody, thank goodness. Not far off from this booth, which we don't need. Too many computers. It's been a while since we've got one up here. I should not have said that. Here's a curveball low. Well, I heard somebody open a door down the hall. They're going to go get that ball. Won't be me. Hey, there I am. Everything's good down here in Copacetic. Here's a fly into deep left field. At the wall, making the catch is Consuegra. Well, Allen got a lot of it, plus with the wind blowing out to left, it just kept going. Denied of a home run. Did not miss it by much. Ian Lewis up next. Two-run single in the first and a run. He grounded out in the third. First pitch, a ball inside. I think tonight someone's leaving left field. Someone's getting one out of here. I don't know who. I don't know what team. There's just too much wind blowing out to left for somebody not to hit a home run tonight. There's a ground ball to the shortstop, Lugo. Oh, nice pick. Off to his left side. Throws to first. Wold has it. Two down. Again, if you're just tuning in, Su-Wei Lin only lasted three innings in this game. The Mets had to shuffle things around. Lugo gets his first chance at short. Makes a nice play. Two up, two down for Juarez, and he'll face Zubia. He's got two hits today, both singles. He takes the ball up high. Well, Daniel Juarez, out of nowhere, had a bad outing last week at Palm Beach. There's a pitch for a ball. With the Mets leading 2-1 in the eighth inning, he came in. He had everything set up for him with two lefties out of the gate. He hit the first one, walked the second, threw a couple of wild pitches to let in the tying run. Another wild pitch by Grayson Santos later in the inning led to a go-ahead run for the Cardinals. A real shocker based on how Juarez has pitched all season. There's a pitch inside. It's 3-1 on Zubia. And his ERA coming into that appearance was 1.61. He left it 2.51. And he throws this pitch low for ball four. ABS system didn't call that a strike. So Juarez, who again has had a spectacular season, all relievers are allowed a rough game. But it was just jarring to see that it happened at such a critical point in the game with everything lined up for him with the lefties. He'd rather the dud from the lever come with the game out of hand either way, not in a one-run game late. So that's as close as the Mets have been to a win during this seven-game losing streak. They got work to do tonight to keep it from getting to eight. Here's Rodriguez taking a ball, and then another. And now all of a sudden, Juarez can't find the strike zone. He's throwing nine balls and six strikes this inning, but he does have two outs. And here's a pull into right field for a hit. Long turn. Zubia back to second, though. I bet the Mets wish he would have gone to third. De Los Santos with that arm throws him out easy. Zubia gets back to second. So a two-out walk-in single will bring up Estrada, who's 0-for-2 with an RBI ground out. The best pitch so far, a strike on the outside corner. Juarez, 4 2/3 innings, no earned runs against Jupiter this season, and 3 relief appearances. Again, this is the 13th game between these teams this year. The Mets still have to go down to Jupiter later this summer. 3 games coming out of the All-Star break. The Major League All-Star break. There's no Minor League All-Star game. Here's a fly into center, running to a spot and turning around, making the catch. Ramirez, that puts away Estrada. A couple of scary balls in that inning. One by Allen, resulting in a fly out in the back of the track. The other by Estrada. But in the end, it's a scoreless inning for Daniel Juarez. We've reached the midway point of tonight's game. Jupiter leads St. Lucie 5-1 at Clover Park.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Justin Guerrero at the plate for his second at-bat of the evening, hitting number 8 tonight's lineup. Leads off the bottom of the fifth for the Mets, trailing by 4. Gabe Bierman's first pitch is popped up foul right side. Zuby, the first baseman, will give it a look, as will the catcher Estrada, with that one's in the stands. Well, Guerrero, again, he was promoted to St. Lucie right after the Met series at Jupiter. So he was not part of the celebration a few days later when the Mets won the division, despite being a big part of that first half team. Off to Brooklyn. Look, as a player, you'd rather take the promotion than stay in down here and be a part of the celebration. And you want to move up the ranks. That's what it's all about. This ball is pot foul. But in the 3 weeks, he was up in high A. Brooklyn, just didn't quite work out. Hit a home run for his first, I believe, at bat, if not his first hit. But overall went just 4-for-44 with the Cyclones. So back down he comes. Takes this curveball for a strike. A pretty pitch by Bierman. He backed it right in there. Bierman has now recorded 3 strikeouts in a row. The last 4 Mets who have been out, they've been out on the strikeout. Now Juan Loyo. Loyo was with St. Lucie for 1 game last year. I came away fairly impressed. Again, this year, spent a lot of time on the bench in Syracuse and Binghamton. Mets moved a lot of catchers around the minor leagues this year. Now Loyal in St. Lucie. He's got a good arm. Can hit a little bit. And he takes this curveball for a strike. Of course, it's been a revolving door for Mets catchers this year between Drake Osborne, their primary catcher, getting hurt out for the season. Jose Rivera, their second catcher, retiring. couple of weeks ago. Fernando Villalobos came over. He got hurt. Then he went up. Now he's back down. Brady Smith started the season with the Rangers organization. He's with St. Lucie now after being let go and picked up by the Mets. There's a ground ball. Backing up is Santiago. The good one-hop throw beats Loyo. That was well played by Santiago. Instead of just airmailing one, throwing as hard as he could to first base, he took a little bit off, made the one-hop easy for Zubia. That's knowing your base runner. You know, if that's Omar De Los Santos running down the line, you don't back up on the grounder and you don't one-hop it. Charge it, or you just eat it. With the catcher, a little more leeway. Now, Bierman looking for five strong innings like he did in his first start against the Mets this year, facing Ramirez for the third time, and Alex is in a 2-0 count after taking this pass ball up high. Ramirez has grounded out to short twice, 0-4-2. Takes a curve low. 3-0. Ramirez swinging away, drops in a base hit. 3-0, you'd much rather have the hit than the walk. Alex, a two-out single. And that's up to five hits now against Bierman. And here comes Wold. Again, this was Lynn's spot. Lynn, a walk, a ground out, and a run after grounding out and running down the first baseline in the third and was taken out. Wold slashes one foul. Curveball at the knees for a strike. Quick throw to first base by Estrada. Ramirez is safe and tried to catch him napping over there. A subtle throw, and Estrada's trying to use Wold as a shield. Ramirez was wise to it. 0-2, and it's in the dirt. Good stop. See in the background there, the Mets do have activity in the bullpen. That's Trey McLaughlin. It might be one inning and done for Daniel Juarez. 1-2, changeup fades out. Two is high. Full count. Well, Bierman did this to Lugo last inning. Got ahead 0-2, then fell behind 3-2, then got the cheapy swing and miss. Let's see if Wold remembers. Breaking ball, missed away, ball four. That's one where you're probably glad as the batter. It's the robo-ump tonight. Probably too close to take. A two-strike pitch with the human umpire, although Wold, in theory, if that happens later in the week, could challenge. We'll have a mound visit. Glenn Dishman on his way out. And Omar De Los Santos due to hit with two on and two outs. I think the Mets can create some offense here and get back a little closer, trailing 5-1. Back to the week ahead, working backwards again. Sunday, the big July 3rd fireworks extravaganza. Saturday, fireworks as well. Friday, Bark in the Park. Thursday, Dollar Night. Thursday is also the start of Military Appreciation Weekend. Mets are going to wear special camo jerseys starting Thursday. They will wear them all through the rest of the weekend. You can bid on those starting Thursday at 5 o'clock, stluciemets.com/auction. Auction will run through July 5th. Pretty sweet jerseys, and you'll see those throughout the week on MILB TV and on our social channels, and hopefully in person if you can make it out. Okay, mound visit over. Here's Omar at the plate, and he takes a ball away. De Los Santos, a double and a strikeout tonight. Got good speed on the bases with Ramirez and Wold. Ball out. De Los Santos was out early today working with hitting coach Victor Burgos, and Hugh Quattlebaum oversees hitting department here in the minors. See if that pays off. Well, he already doubled tonight, so when it did in a way, here he nearly loses his helmet on this swing. Big early work day here at Clover Park. Coming off a Monday off day with good weather. Two-one pitch, backs up for a strike. Bierman's 2-2, a chase in the dirt. De Los Santos down the one knee. The crowd groans. De Los Santos chased too far there. Two more strikeouts in the inning for Bierman. Avoids trouble after the two-out single and walk. We move to the sixth inning in Port St. Lucie. Hammerheads lead the Mets 5-1.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
The kid got the helmet shuffle right. He gets a gift card. Anahuete Santos leads off the sixth inning. As we move along here at Clover Park. So Santos just does split the defense. On for a third time from the nine spot. Ninth hit for Jupiter. Back to the top in the big swinger, Osiris Johnson. It's one for three. Now McLaughlin, new pitcher, Daniel Juarez, one inning. Scoreless with a hit, a walk, no strikeouts, 19 pitches, nine strikes. Didn't finish that inning the way he wanted to, but still a bounce back from last week. Sharp single by Johnson, and McLaughlin's in trouble right out of the gate here. Two on, no out for Santiago. If you're just tuning in, Jupiter put up a four spot in the first inning against Jeffrey Colon. Colon rebounded and pitched pretty well. Then Juarez the last inning. Mets offense hasn't been able to generate much against Bierman. So a big lead right out of the gate for Jupiter, and the Hammerheads have essentially maintained. Santiago takes a strike. And swings and misses at this pitch. And it's helpful for McLaughlin, who is making his 12th relief appearance for the Mets. 2-2 record, 6.27 ERA. 19 innings, 19 hits, 13 runs, all been earned. He has given up six homers. And struck out 25. The ball fouled away to the left. So he will have to really focus in when those righties come up with that wind blowing out to left. Keep the ball in the ballpark. Last time he pitched was on Saturday, served up the walk-off home run in the ninth inning. To Darlene Moquette. Another game where the Mets were right there. Down early, tied it. Lost in the end. Last week was filled with those. 0-2 pitch, gets the swing and a miss. Key strikeout for McLaughlin. A one down. High heat, worth another look. Watson up 1-for-2 with the hit by pitch. He swings at this good fading change. Fly ball, shallow left, Consuegra jogging in. He makes the catch for out number two. And McLaughlin, their consecutive singles starting off the inning. A look to retire Brady Allen and keep it a four-run deficit. Allen 1-for-3. Driven in 37 runs this year for the Hammerheads on seven homers as he fouls this ball back. He's got a chance with more runners on base. That's a dangerous pitch there. McLaughlin got it just high enough. Good slider on the corner. Nothing in two. That's pitching to a spot. The fastball just above the strike zone. He can't quite catch up to it. Slider on the outside corner. Good sequence so far. And a fastball driven out to Denner center field. Ramirez running back, still going. He reaches out and he makes the catch. The wind just kept taking that one too. Ramirez, though, hauls it in at the track. I think he dropped at the very end, but that was well after. the play. So Alex saves McLaughlin there, gets away with one. Allen shoots it deep center, but is retired. Two hits from the first two batters. The next three are out. Mets staying within striking distance, but need to get the offense going. They trail 5-1 in the sixth.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Stanley Consuegra has had a good night. Sac fly, a single. The Mets do trail 5-1. Can he be a kickstarter here? And he loops one into right field, playable for Brady Allen. And he makes the grab for the first out of the inning. An easy out for Bierman. Has now matched his season high in innings against the Mets. Going third time through the lineup. Junior Tillian is next. Junior 1-for-2 with the single. And he takes a pitch outside. Scores from around the Florida State League tonight. Looks like everybody's enjoying good weather. Down the road at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Daytona's beating Palm Beach 1-0 in the other South Division game, East Division game. It used to be the South back in the day. So that's back-to-back homestands for Palm Beach. Mets have two back-to-back homestands coming. Can't tell you how excited I am about that. It's a lot of work. Here's a ground ball out to second. Lewis, trying to avoid tripping over the bag, makes the play. Retires Tillian. The North Division games, Lakeland's up 5-0 at Clearwater. Tampa's up 5-2 at Bradenton. That's actually a matchup of the first place teams in the early going of the North West Division. Man, did it again. They're not the North, they're the West. Tampa and Bradenton entered at 2-1 atop the standings. Here's a fly into left by Lugo that sends the left fielder Santos back, but down to a knee makes the catch. Inning over. You blinked, you missed that one. Gabe Bierman flying along. Six strong innings. Five hits, one run. Seventh inning coming up from Clover Park. It's 5-1 Hammerheads.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Let's look at a Tuesday crowd here at Clover Park. Good to see the Silver Sluggers out. Pretty good crowd for a Tuesday, as hot as it is. Can't take these things for granted. You know, down the road in Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, they're closed to the public tonight. All those players for the Cardinals, Tortugas, have no audience. Appreciate all those who came out and made the Mets part of your their Tuesday night. Hopefully you out there listening or watching can get to town and come on Sunday. That's when we want you here. Sunday. Biggest and best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast. McLaughlin for his second inning of work is in a 1-1 count with Ian Lewis and a two-run single back in the first. In the first six innings, Jupiter's had 14 at-bats with the runner in scoring position there. 4 for 14. A lot of that damage done in the first inning. They've had a chance to break this game wide open. They have not been able to do so. But the way Bierman's pitching, maybe they don't need that much offense. He's coming out for the next inning, by the way. This pitch is a strike. And nobody throwing in the Jupiter bullpen. There's a floater, long run for Guerrero, won't get there. Peels away and lets Consuegra field it. Big turn by Lewis, but he heads back to first. Thrown away, but there to back it up is Wold. Tillian wants to know what the deal is. Consuegra just a missile through the defense. Now Lewis wasn't paying attention. He holds it first. A leadoff man on again. Leadoff man on in the second, fourth, sixth, and now seventh innings for the Hammerheads. They've only scored that leadoff man on base one time. Part of that, just 4 for 14, runner in scoring position. There's a ball up to Zubia. He's made it on base all three times, two singles and a walk. Pitches outside. One more score we didn't get to in the bottom of the sixth in the Florida State League. Dunedin up 2-0 at Fort Myers. So one of those rare weeks where it's nothing but divisional matchups. A mile-high pop-up on the infield. Loyo and Guerrero both circling around. Justin makes the catch at third. Easier with that glove than the catcher's mitt. You know, to me, the longer those stay in the air, the trickier they are for the infielders. Move a little bit more, they're higher into the wind. There's odds that another infielder will get a little antsy and maybe interfere, but good teamwork there by Loyo and Guerrero. So Zubi out, Christian Rodriguez next, and he fouled tip strike one. I did mention the Mets have a couple of back-to-back homestands coming up. They haven't had one yet. They've had a back-to-back road trip. That was not fun. It was for a little bit. That's a long time to be away. Basically half a month. There's a pitch inside. Good stop by Loyo. Let's see. End of July into August. Mets face Palm Beach here and then Daytona here. That'll be a big 12-game homestand against divisional teams. Throw over to first. Lewis is safe. And then at the end of August, bleeding into September, the Roger Dean teams are back here. Palm Beach for six and Jupiter for six. So we've got another 12-game homestand against division teams right to end the season. There's the ball fouled away. Lewis will go back to first base after attempting to steal. Next week, the Mets are at Daytona. Maybe that's what the Mets need. As they have a losing record against Jupiter and Palm Beach now. But 12-2 against Daytona. Bring on the Tortugas next week. Rodriguez, two strikeouts and a single. McLaughlin is set. And he has another strikeout. Rodriguez goes down for the third time on the swinging strikeout tonight. Second K for Trey. Once again trying to pitch around a leadoff single. Good pitch sinking right into the dirt. Good pick by Loyo. Estrada 0 for 3. Lewis, a shorter lead. Estrada drives one deep left center field. Ramirez on the move, and he will make this catch to end the inning. That ball was struck well, but it would not carry despite the wind helping it. Now McLaughlin, two scoreless innings for him. Sends us to the seventh inning stretch. Jupiter leads 5-1.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Getting kind of late, even though it's still daylight outside here at Clover Park. Mets down 5-1, being out hit 11-5. Carlos Dominguez has struck out twice against Bierman tonight. And here goes Bierman at 83 pitches into the seventh. Not often. Starting pitcher goes seven innings. Might be two starters in a row against the Mets to go seven as Bierman throws this one outside. Alex Cornwell on Sunday. Seven innings, one run, eight strikeouts. And the Cardinals 4-1 win. Dominguez hits at a mile foul. There is the lefty throwing in Jupiter's bullpen. It looks like Saul Gonzalez is throwing in the Mets' bullpen. Or the eighth inning, whenever that comes around. Dominguez a fly into center, misjudged, and missed by Osiris Johnson. Dominguez hustling for two, and the throw won't reach. This will be a double for Carlos Dominguez. Osiris Johnson took a bad route. Here's the replay. Sometimes as the outfielders, those low liners hit right at you are the toughest to read. And Johnson, who came up as an infielder and then transitioned outfielder last year, I thought had played a pretty good outfield this season, but not quite there yet. Is that the start the Mets need? Here's Guerrero, 0-for-2 in his return to St. Lucie. Hit 5 home runs for the Mets before his promotion, sitting 225. We'll take a high curve for a strike. High in the zone, that is. Owen pitch, Guerrero strikes it well to left field. Santos going back. It's gone. Bye-bye baseball. Welcome back, Justin Guerrero. A 2-run homer, and the Mets are back into the game. They now trail 5-3. Right onto the boardwalk. So a little bit of luck for the Mets with Osiris Johnson not being able to make that catch. And then the home run, is that the spark the Mets need? Juan Loya will try to keep it going. Bierman keeps pitching. Loya misses a fastball. Checking in on the StatCast numbers for the Guerrero home run. Exit velocity, 93 miles per hour. I think most people in analytics, the analytics world, consider 95 miles per hour or harder hard hit. He hit his at 93 off the bat. 31-degree launch angle, a pretty good poke, 344 feet. Was a sinker from Bierman. That was right down the middle. So Guerrero did not miss. There's a ground ball that'll turn foul out towards third. It even looked on the replay, Guerrero might have hit that one off the end of his bat. Hawkeye system said it was not barreled. Call third strike on the corner, according to the RoboUmp. Bluebirds come out for Alex Lawrie, who's just doing what he's told. Back to the top end, Ramirez. It's the first out of the inning, and now the rare fourth trip through the lineup for Bierman. Third trip through, he could not get Ramirez as he gave up a single. Now Alex will take a strike. Say third trip through the lineup, I mean, these Mets have now faced Bierman in 3 games. There's a pitch low, a low strike. That pitch was caught very awkwardly by Estrada. But, hey, ABS says it cleared the plate. O2 pitch is hammered foul right off home plate. There really have not been that many awkward auto strikes called from the ABS system this year, but that was a strange one. 0-2 pitch, a little high. another foul. And Ramirez trying to overcome that strange called strike. And a spot to make it 2-2. Lays off this, and it's a full count. Now with the lefty Wool due up, the lefty in the bullpen ready. Was that ball four or not? Well, some confusion here. I don't think so. It was. Well, Ramirez thought it was ball four. Batboy thought it was ball four. Music guy thought it was ball four. Jack Thomas Wold's music played. Now Ramirez stays in and fouls one off. Thought it was ball three, and it was. Yeah, lefty in the bullpen, lefty on deck. So in all likelihood be it for Bierman. 3-2 pitch, and that is ball four high. That was a good plate appearance by Ramirez. That strange called strike. Now he will go down to first. And fully expects a pitching change now. Angel Estrada coming out. He'll make the move to the reliever. It'll be Yuris Jimenez. Hey, there we are. Welcome to the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald, glad to be back with you here at Culver Park. Full week of Mets baseball on MILB TV. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight. Got a good game. Mets down 4-0 early in the first inning before they even came to the plate. They were down 5-1. Justin Guerra hits a two-run homer this inning, making it 5-3. Now the tying run is going to come to the plate in Jack Thomas Wolbe. So Mets trying to snap a seven-game losing streak. They've lost 8 of 9, but they're home where they are 23-6 on the year. So good vibes here at Clover Park. We want to see you out here at Clover Park the rest of the week, especially Sunday. Sunday, the big fireworks show. Come on out. Get your tickets online at stluciemets.com. Or you can just come to the box office. We're open every day at noon this week. So come on out. The biggest and best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast and the first. And we're not here on July 4th, so be here July 3rd. All right, we'll send it back to the field. That's enough of me. And Yuris Jimenez, welcomed by Banana Phone, as all relievers are. We'll try to retire Awolds, who again did not start the game but came in for Zue Lin. And in Jack Thomas's one at bat, he drew a walk. Jimenez, big guy, 6'4", 240 from Santiago in the Dominican. He's 21 years old. Spent last year with the Jupiter Hammerheads as well. He's been great this season. He's allowed 3 earned runs in 31 innings. 0.88 ERA. A tough assignment for Wold. And he gets hit. Not so tough. An easy take your base. So the tying run is on, and De Los Santos is at the plate. Omar a double, which helped set up the Mets' run in the first inning. 2 strikeouts since. Big spot in the game here. Mets down 2, bottom of the 7th. Go ahead, run out the plate. Omar does have 9 home runs this season. Wind blowing out to left. He swings and misses at the curveball. Big wipeout pitch there for Jimenez. Same pitch, a strike, This one higher in the zone. I think that's the one De Los Santos wish he would have swung at. Jimenez has avoided the fastball the first two pitches. 0-2. There's the fastball up and out. A swing and a miss on that breaking ball again. De Los Santos striking out for the third time tonight. Tough pitch. And now it comes down to Consuegra here in the seventh inning. Stanley, sac fly, single, and a fly out. Menez, 8 scoreless innings against the Mets this season. He's done a lot of his work against St. Lucie. Double steal, pitches a ball, no throw from Estrada. Now it really gets interesting. Tying run up to second. That was a great jump by both Ramirez and Wold. Estrada, who has a good arm, threw out Omar De Los Santos earlier today. Can't even get one off. Strike on the corner, a changeup. Tough living can Swager if that's the way Jimenez is going to pitch this at bat. One one comes inside. Did it hit Stanley? It did, which means no wild pitch, no run. You see Ramirez scoring. And now we're going to have a discussion. But Ramirez walking right into the dugout. Mets don't want that to be a hit batter, of course. They want to be a wild pitch. A wild pitch scores a run and moves the tying run to third. A hit by pitch, yeah, sends the runners back. And that's what the call is going to be. The Boo Birds come out. Consuegra standing off to the side like he's going to get another pitch. Here's the argument from Robbie Robinson. Now Alex Lawry, home plate umpire, calling that a hit by pitch, which will send the runners back. Ramirez already in the dugout, coming back out. Well, tough break for the Mets. Yeah, that was a run in and the tying run 90 feet away. You do take the bat out of Consuegra's hands, but you'd rather have, or you would keep it in his hands rather. Now it's out of his hands and the run doesn't score. Well, the argument continues on. I don't know if we can get another look at that or not from the replay booth. Now Robbie talking to the field umpire, Matt Wartkowski, who apparently was asked to help with Lawry. It's really the home plate umpire's call. So anytime those are overturned from the base umpire, that can draw the ire of a manager. So instead of a wild pitch and a run in and the tying run at third, it's a hit by pitch. Runner back to third and second. And now Junior Tillian will hit with the bases loaded. So a hit could still tie it for the Mets. They remain down 5-3. Tillian takes a strike at the knees. Junior today 1-4-3 with a single. Big chance for the Mets. 2 runs already across on the Guerrero homer this inning. Tillian the 8th man to hit. Takes this pitch low. Estrada saves one. Now the fans, I don't know, rancorous down there. I think they wanted a hit-by-pitch call. One-one here is a wild pitch to the backstop. Ramirez scores this time. Ball actually hits off Jimenez, and then the umpire. That makes it 5-4. And now Wold is at third base. So it worked out for the Mets in the end. Now that's a dangerous throw by Estrada. I mean, if that doesn't clip the umpire and rolls off the no man's land, Wold could come in. All right, tying run 90 feet away. Go ahead, run on second. Oh, 2-1 pitch to Tillian is up and away. And one of the best relievers in the Florida State League doesn't have it tonight. Tillian drives it deep right field. And that's going to land fair. That landed fair. And over the wall for a ground rule double. And the Mets take the lead. Six to five. Junior Tillian with a little help maybe from the wind blowing that ball back fair. Drops in. Oh, yeah, definitely a fair ball. Boy, off the bat, that thing looked like it was definitely headed foul, but that strong wind blowing from right to left might have helped it by pushing it back fair. The Mets have scored five in the seventh inning. Tillian on second, Lugo at the plate, and he takes a strike. What a comeback for the Mets. Stunning, really. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed, nothing in two. Mets have not gotten a lot of breaks in the last week plus. They've been helped out by the Jupiter Hammerheads this inning, but they've cashed in with the hit. Lugo takes this ball in the dirt. One, two, a bouncer to third. Dropped and dropped again by Santiago. What was Santiago doing? All he has to do is throw to first base and the inning's over. Instead, he tries to get cute with it and get Tillian, and he dropped it, not once but twice. The replay. Yeah, just throw it to first. He tries to get Tillian for the third out. All he's got to do is throw to first. So the youngster up from the FCL makes a bad play. And now Dominguez, who started this inning with that liner that was misplayed by Johnson into a double, is back up. Runners at the corners. An error. Fielding error. As this is a high bouncer. Watson will field. He will go to first. He throws it away. Tillian scores. Lugo to third. It's 7-5 Mets. That was trouble right off the bat as Watson was going to have to unleash a hellacious throw to get Dominguez, and he did, but he spiked it away from Zubia, too hot to handle. Now this will be a hit and another error. Error allowing Lugo to go second to third. But Tillian in. What an inning for the Mets, and the Hammerheads are having a meltdown here. Guerrera up. He homered earlier in this inning. And he grounds one to third. This time Santiago goes to second for the out. The correct play at his error, and the one by, yeah, cost him a run. Big inning for the Mets, one of their biggest of the year, trying to snap a seven-game losing streak. They've scored six in the seventh to take a 7-5 lead.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Always nice to have visitors in the booth. That was Christina. She used to work here as an accountant for years. Still lives in town. Great to have Christina back around. Valuable member of our old front office staff. Well, Saul Gonzalez has found himself in a different spot than, or rather Ramon Gomez finds himself in perhaps a different spot than he thought he might have 10 minutes ago. Mets down 5-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Strike for six runs. Four with two outs. A meltdown by Jupiter. And, of course, the Mets helped their own cause as well. As now Gomez, I'm not sure if they're going to ask him to get two innings of work in tonight, but trying to protect a 7-5 lead. And it's Anhuedi Santos, who's walked twice and singled. There's a pitch for a strike at 97. And Gomez, he was hitting 99 a couple of weeks ago against Jupiter down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 1-1 pitch, and a strike on the corner at 97. Fastball, look out in the Mets dugout. Shot right over there. Fastball at 98. Breaking ball. Weakly hit out to Junior Tillian. Scoops it right up. Throws to first. And Santos is out for the first time tonight. Back to the top and Osiris Johnson. 2-for-4 from the leadoff spot. Big cut, big miss. Gomez the 0-2. Fastball at the knees for a called third strike, and Osiris Johnson knew it. Ramon Gomez looking fresh. Ground out in a strikeout, trying to have a shutdown inning after the Mets have provided him a lead. Carlos Santiago up now. He's 1-for-4, single way back in the first inning. And he takes the ball low. Well, Trey McLaughlin, two scoreless innings, three hits, two strikeouts. Pitcher of record for the Mets. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 97. Like Gabe Bierman, six in the third inning, seven hits, four runs, all earned, three walks and seven strikeouts. He pitched better than that line. As Jimenez, as this ball is fouled off. And Bill, no, official score, Bill couldn't make the catch. Off his hands. No, that's not Bill. Bill would know better than that. That's Art. Art with the boss system can't make the catch. Oh, Art. There he is up there. There's the ball fouled. Well, look, I can understand Art's dilemma here. I mean, these foul balls come in, they're coming in a million miles an hour up here in the fourth floor. I tried to catch one the first home game of the season, almost broke my thumb. It's better to get out of the way. There's a swing and a miss. Gomez, a dominant inning, blows away Santiago on the 98-mile-per-hour fastball. Big inning for Gomez. We'll go to the home eighth. Mets looking for some insurance. They lead 7-5.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Remember how this game started for the Mets? Down 4-0 in the blink of an eye before they came to the plate. Not exactly how you want to begin a game with a 7-game losing streak. Fast forward a couple hours, they lead 7-5 now. Weathered the storm early. Good pitching by Colon at the end, good relief pitching. And the offense sparked to life in the bottom of the seventh with some help, no question about it. But sometimes when you're on a long losing streak, you need the other team to help you out a little bit. As Edison Surreal, the new pitcher, or throws one out. Correction, same pitcher. He gets a swing and a miss. I mean, after the two-run homer for Guerrero, it made it 5-3. Bierman struck out Loyo, who's up now. Then Bierman walked a batter. Surreal hit a batter. There was a strikeout. There was another hit batter. A wild pitch in there. A two-run ground rule double that probably lands fair because the wind pushed it back fair. An error mixed in there. Two errors to help a run. And now here's a walk for Loyo. Back to the top, and Ramirez. Ramirez, his at-bat might have been the key to the whole thing. Remember, he took a walk, but there was a pitch that looked like it crossed up the catcher, might have hit the dirt, that was called a strike by the ABS system. Had him confused, had the fans in a rage. But for the 19-year-old to focus back in, not pout, eventually take a walk after he accidentally thought ball three was ball four. And kept the line moving. And Suriel can't find the strike zone on this pitch. 2-0. Ramirez fights one foul. Looking in the Mets' bullpen, it does look like it'll be Ramon Gomez for the ninth inning, trying to protect at least a two-run lead. Pitch is outside, 3-1. Ramirez 1-for-3 tonight. After grounding out twice, he's heated up the single and the walk. He grounds one hard and foul. Pitches up high, ball four. Two straight walks for the Mets here in the home eighth. Good opportunity for the Mets to extend the lead. Glenn Dishman will come out for another mound visit before Wold comes to the plate. Your Mets organizational roundup. New York starting a brief two-game series with Houston, down 5-0 at home to the Astros. You'll recall last week Houston swept the Mets in two games in Houston. Astros, after that game, went to New York, played four incredible games against the Yankees. Split that series. Probably should have won all four. So Houston playing good ball right now against the Mets in particular. In double-A action, Max Scherzer was scheduled to start today for Binghamton at Hartford, but that did not happen. Max Scherzer's rehab start tonight has been postponed. No reason given. But he's scheduled to throw tomorrow for the Rumble Ponies at Hartford. For those who are hoping that Scherzer would start for St. Lucie, that does not appear to be in the cards. We'll monitor that situation tomorrow. Here's Wold, who was hit on the first pitch he saw by Suriel last time. And here he takes the ball in the dirt. How about... Well, this two spot in the order has had two walks and hit batter. Wold the walk and Suwei Lin a walk as well. Wold, a floater into shallow right center. That's going to drop in. Runner being waved. Here comes, no, there goes Loyal back, and a good thing. Robbie was giving him the windmill and then stopped him. Well, that was a hit right away off the bat. I don't think Loyal got a good read because he was hesitating to see where it would drop. But a good stop by Robinson up in the third base coach's box. Don't want to make the first out at home plate. That loads the bases for De Los Santos and a chance for the Mets to break this thing wide open. De Los Santos, kind of a tough night after a double to start, has struck out three times in a row. Takes this pitch away. Syracuse and Hudson Valley, or Lehigh Valley rather, tied at 2 in AAA action. One-oh pitches outside. Brooklyn down 4-2 at home against, or on the road against Hudson Valley, the Yankees affiliate. Dominican Summer League Mets 2-team 1 today, 11-0. Against the Yankees team. DSL Mets 1 lost against the Cubs DSL team. Here's a ground ball foul. And the Mets FCL team today won 11-2. Those are the future St. Lucie Mets. The game was actually played on field 1, just beyond the left field fence of this ballpark. They're playing a long time, I noticed. And they score 11 runs, you play a long time. 2-1 pitch. And a swing and a miss. De Los Santos evens it up. Foul back to the stands. Old friend Kevin Villavicencio went 2-for-5 today in FCL action. Gregor Guerrero, who was sent back down to the FCL yesterday, went 1-for-5. There's your Mets organizational roundup. Here, St. Lucie leads by 2. Bases loaded, no outs in the 8th. De Los Santos awaits. Suriel's 2-2 and swings and misses. He has struck out for the 4th time tonight. A big first out for Suriel as he tries to keep the Hammerheads in the game for the top of the 9th. Stanley Consuegra will bat now. 1-for-2 with the single. Also a sac fly and hit by pitch. Suriel throws one outside for ball 1. And fouls off a pitch for strike 1. Loyo on 3rd, Ramirez on 2nd, Wold on 1st. 1-1, and this is a fly into left center field. Playable. Who wants it? Johnson makes the catch. Loyo coming to tag. The throw home. It's close, but not in time. What an effort from Osiris Johnson in left center field. Loyo slides ahead of the tag. Insurance run for the Mets. It's 8-5. Well, this is a big throw from Johnson. Well, he let it go. A little high and a little late, closer than expected. So there's the insurance run, second sac fly of the night for Stanley. The other two runners stayed, so Ramirez on 2nd. Junior Tillian, the biggest at bat of the night. Ramirez trying to steal, throw to get him, late. And Alex Ramirez with his 10th stolen base of June. Was not really a part of his game the first couple of months of the season. And he's heating up on the base paths. So now any type of hit would bring him home. Tillian, that 2-run ground rule double. Turned a 5-4 deficit into a 6-5 lead last time up. Looked like a foul deep to the corner. Pushed back fair. Swings over the top of this pitch. Ended up scoring on a Dominguez infield hit. A dribbler, third base side. Go foul. So the Mets tack on an insurance run. They lead 8-5. You get the feeling one hit here might put this thing to bed. It'll be awfully tough to score 3 off Ramon Gomez in the 9th the way he's pitching. 4 might be asking the impossible. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Suriel approaching 50 pitches, but no one loosening up in the Jupiter bullpen. Long outing for him. 1-2 pitch, Tillian fights off another. Everybody longer this at-bat goes, the more it starts to tilt in Tillian's favor. 1-2. Oh, he swings and misses at the pitch in the dirt. That wipeout breaking ball. Got a few of the Mets tonight, but not enough. Surreal didn't have his good stuff tonight. Mets tack on an insurance run. Could have been worse for the Hammerheads. Bases loaded, no outs. Mets get one. They will take an 8-3 lead to the top of the ninth.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's a save situation for Ramon Gomez. Trying to make it drama-free. Mets lead 8-5, scored seven unanswered. Looked dead in the water in the top of the first inning. But they have fought back. They played so well at home, they've overcome many deficits at home. Four-run deficit would not even be their biggest comeback. Be up there, but not quite their biggest. Here's Khalil Watson. And he pops one foul. Into the stands. Have to wonder what kind of fight the Hammerheads have as everything was going so swimmingly for them at the seventh inning stretch. It all fell apart in the bottom of the seventh, and then they were hit with a buzzsaw by Gomez in the top of the eighth, trying to recover as Gomez throws this pitch outside. Gomez just 13 pitches in the eighth, and he should be fresh after the long rest. There's the ball fouled away. Gomez appearing in his 11th game. He's already got a 3-1 record. Not that that means a whole lot these days in the world of pitching as this ball is fouled away. This is his first save opportunity. .338 ERA. 23 strikeouts in 16 innings. 1-2, fastball is high at 96. Mets pitching has hit a rough spot recently ever since that division clinching win last Wednesday. 2-2 pitch, a lob on the infield to Tillian. Jr. makes the grab. Watson out. Four up, four down for Gomez. Brady Allen will come up 1-4-3 with the single way back in the first. Four runs on four hits for Jupiter in the first inning. Had seven hits since. There's a check swing. He went around. Leadoff man on in the fourth inning. Couldn't score him. First two on in the sixth couldn't score. Leadoff man on in the seventh couldn't score. A lot of opportunities wasted by them to add to the 5-1 lead. They essentially let the Mets hang around. And the Mets exploded over the last two innings. There's a pitch up high at 95, 2-1. Strike on the corner, even it up 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Allen chases. Gomez with his third strikeout. He's retired all five he's faced. One to go. And it comes down to Ian Lewis. He takes the ball out. Lewis, a big two-run single in the first inning. Got the Jupiter Knights started hot. Foul tips this pitch at 95, and it's 1-1. Strike two. Gomez, a little more adrenaline now, back up to 97. And Lewis needs a reset. Gomez trying to finish off the Hammerheads and end a seven-game losing streak. Into the wind. Here's a floater on the infield. Caught by Lugo. Ball game over. Mets win. Big-time offense in the bottom of the seventh, and Ramon Gomez slams the door shut in the eighth and ninth. And the St. Lucie Mets say happy trails to their longest losing streak of the season of seven. They win for the first time in 10 days, 8-5 over the Jupiter Hammerheads, starting the homestand off right. On a long losing streak, sometimes the win is not easy to get. That was the case tonight as the Mets look down early, trailing 5-1 at the seventh inning stretch. But they come to life late and get the victory. Form that happy high five line between the mound, second, and the dugout, like they've done so many other times this season at home. Mets now 24-6 at Clover Park. Winning pitcher, Trey McLaughlin. Losing pitcher, Edison Suriel. Ramon Gomez gets his first save. Good stuff from the St. Lucie Mets. Going to be a big, fun, exciting homestand this week at Clover Park, biggest of the year. And the boys in orange and blue start it right. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' 8-5 win over Jupiter.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Happy bunch of Mets heading back into the clubhouse. It's the Mets' first win since that wild 8-7 victory a couple of Saturdays ago here against Tampa, where Omar De Los Santos saved the day. Otherwise, the Mets would have been trying to snap a 9-game losing streak tonight. Don't want to think about that. With the win tonight, the Mets improved to 41-28 overall. They are now 1-3 in the second half. Jupiter drops to 36-32 overall and 2-2 in the second half. Let's get to the scoring summary of tonight's ball game. It was Jupiter early in the first inning against Jeffrey Colon. After Colon got the first batter of the game, Osiris Johnson to pop out on the first pitch. Carlos Santiago's got a single. Khalil Watson hit by a pitch. Brady Allen single to load the bases. Two-run single by Ian Lewis made it 2-0. Zach Zuby, an RBI single, made it 3-0. And then later in the inning, fielder's choice grounder that turned into an error made it 4-0. Mets, though, did get a quick answer in the bottom of the first against the starter Gabe Bierman. Sue Lynn worked a walk. Omar De Los Santos doubled Lynn to third, and Lynn scored on a sac fly to make it 4-1. That would be all the Mets would get against Bierman for a long time. In the second inning, Anhuedi Santos led off with a walk against Colon. And after a single and a double play, Khalil Watson drove in Santos on a two-out hit to make it 5-1. And we stayed that way all the way to the seventh inning. Dominguez lucked out with the line drive to center that was misplayed into a double. And then Justin Guerrera, happy returns for him, hits a home run, a two-run shot, really got the Mets offense started. So the Mets down 5-3 with one out in the seventh. Ramirez comes up, works a great walk. In comes Suriel, the lefty. He plunks Wold to make it first and second. There was a double steal by Ramirez and Wold. Then Consueger gets hit by a pitch to load the bases. Up comes Junior Tilly, and a wild pitch brings Ramirez home. Sends Wold the tying run to third, and Consueger the go-ahead run to second. Tillian flies a ball down the right field line. Seen many fly balls down the right field line in my time here at Clover Park. That one was headed foul for sure, but with the wind blowing stiffly from right field to left, it kind of blew it back towards the line, landed just inside fair territory, bounced off the warning track over the wall for a ground rule double. That brought home Wold and Consueger to give the Mets a one-run lead. Later in the inning, they would get another run on an infield single by Carlos Dominguez to make it 7-5. In the eighth inning, a bases-loaded sac fly by Consueger made it 8-5. That's your scoring summary. Box score, starting with the line score, Jupiter 5 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors. The Mets 8 hits, 10 runs, 1 error. Hitters in the game, 7 of the 10 batters the Mets sent to the plate tonight got a hit. And Tillian went 2-for-5 with 2 RBI and a double. Dominguez 2-for-4 with a double. Guerrera with his 6th home run as a St. Lucie Met. For Jupiter, Osiris Johnson 2-for-5 from the top spot. Ian Lewis 2-for-5 with 2 RBI. Zach Zubia 2-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Jeffrey Colon hung with them. 4 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. Juarez, an inning scoreless, the hit and walk. McLaughlin, he improves to 3-2. He gets the win, 2 scoreless innings with 3 hits. And Gomez, 2 perfect innings with 3 strikeouts. How about the work from the Mets bullpen? 5 shutout innings. For Jupiter, Bierman, tough loss. He was pitching so well. He gives up 7 hits and 4 runs, 6 and a third innings with 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. He threw 104 pitches, the most thrown in a game the Mets have played in this season. And then Suriel takes the loss. He drops the 1-4, plus a blow and save, hitting in 2/3, 3 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, a couple of walks, and 3 strikeouts. Ball game played in front of 1,335 baseball-loving souls on Silver Sluggers night. Time of game, 2 hours and 36 minutes. Thankful for that with the quick turnaround tomorrow. And we flip the script quickly. Camp day tomorrow, one of 2 12-10 Wednesday games for the Mets this season. We'll welcome in all the screaming campers to the ballpark tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will hold. About a 50-50 chance of rain. Hopefully whatever rain rain comes will be well after the final pitch is thrown. The Mets will try to start a winning streak, go for two in a row. And Jupiter will try to look to shake off the meltdown tonight and get a win in the series. Airtime tomorrow on MILB TV will be at high noon, and the first pitch is at 12:10. Well, folks, that does it for this ball game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover, the St. Lucie Mets 8, and the Jupiter Hammerheads 5. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. I hope all of you out there watching and listening have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.